We're so happy to see each one of you. We have very many visitors with us. We're encouraged by your attendance and very happy to see you and the number that we have this evening. We'll begin singing here in just a few moments. If you would, if you haven't already, mute your phones. Double-checked that myself a second ago. One of them was still turned on. So quick overview. In just a moment, Brother Chuck Kelly is going to address us for a few moments regarding some things that the scriptures have to say about our praise to God. We're planning to have five leaders this evening and a few scripture readings as well. Our plan is about an hour and a half, so about 8:30 we anticipate being finished. Therefore, if someone has to leave, by all means, we understand. Time that you have to leave there, we understand that. If you brought water, by all means, feel free to refresh your voice along the way as well. If you didn't and you need water, feel free to go ahead and step out and get a drink. We do have a water fountain there in the hall. This evening, there will be many songs that we all know very well, and there will be some that we don't know quite as well. Let's all sing together and give our best to God.
Let me join with Brady in welcoming everyone here this evening. I'm sure pleased that we have so many visitors. We're thankful for your presence. We look forward tonight to expressing our love for God through singing of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Just for a few moments, I'd like to make some comments about what tonight's singing is not. Now, I don't know, I think they tell most public speakers never start with a negative, but I think that's a good place for us to start. First of all, its purpose is not entertainment. Although praising God and remembering His care for us is a joyous duty for all of us that love Him. And it makes no difference what sort of talent that you may have. God will be pleased, so sing out as if you were an opera star. We're not interested in how well we sound as much as we are in how closely that our songs speak truth. And we're all interested in that we make sure that the lyrics that we use and the songs that we sing speak the truth. We don't use instruments except for our hearts and our lips. Now, there's a few things I'd like to say about the positive side for tonight. And those are taken from Colossians 3:16. Most Bible students are familiar with that verse, and it begins like this: "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." As we sing tonight, we'll be reminding ourselves of Christ's word as we sing songs that are based on His word. So let's remember that part of this is to allow the word of Christ to dwell in us richly. The second part of that verse is teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. One of the great purposes in singing is teaching one another. Not only teaching adults as we sing, but teaching our children and our grandchildren the love that we have for God and some of His principles and the duties of responsibility that we share together. Then it goes on and says that we admonish each other as well as teach. And I think that is what we do as we sing from the heart. We admonish each other to greater faith and service, even greater repentance as we seek to please our Lord. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Singing from the heart will produce enthusiasm and a passion to serve. to love one another, and a deeper respect for God. So let us join in tonight and make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
If it's convenient for you, I want to ask you to stand for our prayer. You'll bow with me and allow me to lead our minds in prayer. Dear Lord, we come before Thee and we give Thee thanks for all the wonderful blessings, those spiritual and physical, that You have blessed upon us. We're thankful for Your mercy and Your grace and Your forgiveness, for the physical blessings of food, clothing, and shelter, for the comforts and pleasures of this world that You have blessed us with. We are truly thankful. We give Thee thanks, dear Lord, for this night that we have been given, that we can come together as a group of Christians, of Thy children, that we can lift up our voices in praise unto Thee. We pray that You would be with each and every one of us. Help us to separate our minds from the world and the worries and the things that we are concentrating on. Help us to sing with the Spirit and to sing with the understanding. Help us to concentrate on the words that we are singing, and help us to possibly teach those who are around us that hear us sing songs of praise unto Thee. We're thankful, dear Lord, for the safe arrival of all Thy children and the visitors and the members here at Olson Park that we came here. We ask that You'd watch over us and keep us safe, and at the end of this service tonight, that You would take us all home safely. We're truly thankful, dear Lord, for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country. You have truly blessed us far beyond that which we deserve and need. We're thankful for our military and the government that watches over us, and we ask that You would bless them in their efforts to continue to keep us safe and free, so that we may come to places like this and gather and lift up our voices unto Thee without molestation by man. Heavenly Father, be with us this hour. Continue to be with us throughout this night. Be with us through our lives, and bless us to the work that You've given us to do in Your name. These things we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
As was mentioned, we were going to be singing out of both the books, so you might have them both handy. If you would, let's start in the big book, Psalm number 513, 513. Psalms 104, 31 through 35 says, "Oh, it's to the tune of O Worship the King." In case you're not familiar with this song, that's the way it's tied up.
No soul forever, O may the Lord's glory stand. The Lord shall enjoy each work of His hand. He looks on the earth and His trembles in fear.
smaller book, the supplement. And we turn to Psalm number 141. We will glorify the King of Kings. In Psalms 93 and verse 1, it says, "The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty."
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness.
Matthew 21 and 9 says, "Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest." If you're not familiar with this song, look down there at the second line, you'll see a repeat. So what you do is you say, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." Then you go back and repeat it again. And you do that for both verses where you just repeat that starting part of it. Okay? If I haven't confused everybody, we'll sing it great.
Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Church of the firstborn and to Jesus, Hebrews 12, 22 and 23 and 24.
Of song. at the end of our journey. We shall bow down on bended knee, and with the angels up in heaven, we'll sing the song of victory. Glory.
Tonight I'll be reading from John 4, 21 through 24. This is talking about worship under the old and new law are not the same. Jesus spoke of these changes when he spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth."
If you would turn to song number 34 in the large book, 34. Worthy art thou. No soul worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honor, and power. Worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth. In praise and devotion, saints of all earth before him should bow. Angels in heaven worship him, saying, "Worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit. 559. Number 559. This is to the tune of I'm Not Ashamed to Own My Lord. No soul, oh, praise the Lord, oh, thank the Lord, for bountiful is He, because His loving kindness lasts to all eternity. Who can express Jehovah's praise or tell His deeds of might? Oh, blessed are they who justice keep and ever do the
and crown Him.
686. 686. No soul, Jesus gave his life a ransom yonder on Calvary, on that Calvary, cruel Calvary, paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. Oh, glory, praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. All alone without a friend, he suffered to pay it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his blessed promises, sweet victory can be found. Praise his holy name.
Salvation has been brought down.
Oh, glory, praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Salvation has been brought down. There's a blessed home prepared way over in glory land. In bright glory land, blessed glory land. I have trusted in his love and now I'm heaven bound. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the Lord. Salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down.
In your supplement, number 15. Number 15. I don't think I've led this one before, so as long as I'm waving, keep going, I'll catch up. Number 15.
No, known before the cleanse my righteous man's soul.
14:14-15. In his instruction to the first century church at Corinth, Paul wrote, "Therefore, let no one speaks in a tongue, pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What is the outcome then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the mind also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the mind also. Therefore, let us sing praises to God with all that we are, mind and spirit."
Number 7 in this one. Number 7. Saints, lift your voices.
There is none like him, none can compare. No God is equal, no God is there. Lift up your eyes and see the sky, for like an eagle on wings of flight. Lift up your voices, cover your face. Lift up your spirit, sing out his praise.
sing number one in the supplement. Supplement 101. Worthy is the Lamb. Sounded pretty good from up here. Let's go to this book where we know the songs. Number 54. 5-4. Praise Him, praise Him. Let's sing the first and third verses.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. See, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, glad with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet, priest, and king. Christ is coming, over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the holy law. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness.
Sing number 638. Again, let's sing the first and third verses.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. Wonderful grace.
Second, I'll be reading from Colossians 3, verses 16 and 17. Here Paul instructs Christians in aspects of worship. He says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." So one, let us sing with the purpose of encouraging us and one another. Two, with thankfulness in our hearts to God.
From the small book, let's sing number 84. Number 84. Praise, praise the Lord, number 84.
No. Praise, praise the Lord, let the earth and heavens praise him. Lift, lift your voice, join with hosts on high to magnify and praise him. In glory, oh, honor and worship the Son of God. Shout, shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Sing, sing, rejoice, hear the song of love from realms above and praise. Son of God. Kneel, kneel, bow down, bring a humble heart before him. Crown, crown him king, heed the sovereign call, and give your all to praise him who reigns in glory. Oh, honor and worship the Son of God.
From the same book, number 105. 105. Jesus is Lord.
No, Jesus is Lord, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus is God, holy, great I am. Jesus is Prince, only King of Kings. Jesus the Christ, the all of everything. The Lamb, holy, holy, holy. holy, great I am. Holy, holy King of kings, Jesus the Christ, the all of everything. I lift him up, worthy is the Lamb. I praise his name, holy, great I am. I crown him Prince, only King of kings,
Jesus the Christ,
my all of everything. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, great I am. Only, only King of kings, Jesus the Christ, the all of everything.
From the big book, number 21. Number 21. Let's sing the first, third, and fourth verses.
No soul praise the Lord, ye heavens adore him. Praise him, angels in the high. Sun and moon rejoice before him. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujah, amen.
Supplement. Let's sing number 7-3. High above the seraphim, number 73.
Worthy.
seed of Abraham, all dominion to the Lamb. Sing of him in glory slain, Lord God Almighty reigns. Shout the God.
Big book, number 48. 48. On Zion's glorious summit. Sing all three verses.
No soul on Zion's glorious summit stood, a numerous host redeemed by blood. They hailed their king in strains divine. I heard the praise should sing, O Almighty.
The Hebrew writer describes our worship in a little different manner as a sacrifice to God. Reading from Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name.
In the large book, number 22, number 22. Let us sing. Drawn from the springs of salvation, give thanks to his great and holy name. Make known his deeds among the people, make known his exalted way. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for he is in our midst. Call on his name. Thanksgiving, yes, joyously praise his name in song. Through love he authored our salvation, through love he did give his son. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the the supplement, number 83, number 83. Let us sing.
Oh, magnify my Master, exalt his holy name.
I say. in the big book, number 601. 601. Psalm 113, and this is through the tune of Lord, We Come Before You Now. Number 601. Let us sing. Praise Jehovah, praise the Lord. Yea, His servants praise accord. Blessed be Jehovah's name. Evermore His praise proclaim. Evermore His praise proclaim. From the dawn to setting sun, praise the Lord, the mighty One. O'er all nations, hail His high. Yea, His glory crowns the sky. Yea, His glory crowns the sky. Who is like the Lord our God? High in heaven is His abode. Who Himself doth humble low things and of none earth below, things in final song this evening, let's turn in the big book to number 682. Number 682. It's the last song. I hope your voices are ready for it. Sorry, sopranos and tenors. Number 682. And if it is convenient, let us stand as we sing this song. Let us sing.
It thrills my soul to hear the songs of praise we mortals will sing below. And though it takes the parting of the ways, yet I must onward go. I hope to hear throughout unnumbered days the song. They sing. pastures, sweet and western green,
our precious
crown of blood to me,
that I may
yes,
learn and where I want to live.
Turn in your songbooks to number 333. Number Number 33. We want to thank you so much for your presence here this evening, and we want to thank Brady and Trevor for putting this together for us. I think it's been a very encouraging evening, and I hope that you have been edified by the time we've been able to come together and praise and honor our God. I have to commend Trevor for being here. He had a baby just yesterday. And he's here tonight even because of that, even in spite of that. I was teasing him that he has a little hospital bracelet on. I didn't know if that was the mark of all the song leaders or not. But we're happy that all has gone well with them. And if you hadn't heard as well, there had been an announcement about a concern about Libby Smiley, and the report came out good with that as well. So we rejoice in all of that. Any time that we do come together, we try to provide an opportunity for any who have yet to render their obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you would confess that faith before those who are here tonight and commit yourself to confess it throughout your life, if you would repent and turn away from sin that separates you from God and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, all things are ready that we could do that this evening. If as a child of God there is some need in your life, there's some degree to which you are out of step with the Lord, and you'd like to ask for the prayers of those who are assembled here that you might be restored, we count it an honor to go to God in prayer on your behalf. If you are subject to this invitation, won't you come while we stand and sing?
Mighty is the Lord our God. Give praise to His great name. Saints of earth and hosts of heaven, proclaim abroad His fame. Come rejoicing, shout Hosanna, that all
people be.
a very good number here. Once again, it's very good to see you here. If you have the opportunity in a few minutes, if you would take a few minutes, we'd definitely love to visit with you further. Jack, if you would at this time, would you lead our minds in prayer, and then after that, we will stand dismissed.
Let us pray. God and Father in heaven, we humbly bow before you now. We give you thanks. We give you praise, Father, for all the many blessings that come from you every day. Father, we thank you for this time that we've been able to gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are thankful that we were able to gather together, sing praises to you. We pray, Father, that you watch over us this weekend and help us to return first day of the week to worship you. Father, we pray that you be with us now. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Hey, buddy.